Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Welcome to January 2021, a brave new world where everything is the same, but everything is different, period. There's been a hue and cry recently that someone needs to moderate, manage, and control big tech, period. Section 230, which basically says that big tech does not actually own the content that is produced on their site. They are rather the platform for that content and not required by law to manage, monitor, or in any way provide anything about that content other than the fact that it exists on their site. They want that repealed, period. They're very upset about the removal of the Facebook accounts of the former president of the United States, period. I can understand that frustration, that aggravation, that annoyance from a broad perspective. I don't often do political podcasts. I don't often dive into the political reality of the world, but the nuances of morality make me very nervous. The reality is this. If we ask big tech to control what's posted on their sites, they're going to have to put a filter. And that filter is quite simply a human being looking at that content, or an automated system or AI looking at that content and verifying and validating that it isn't content that is disruptive, isn't content that advocates violence, isn't content that propagates a lie or disinformation, that it is simply content. And I think people are screaming about that, feeling like there is a level of discrimination against various groups, and there really isn't a level of discrimination. It's simply the reality that that group has been using social media for a long time to provide disinformation, and it's time that the disinformation stops. It doesn't help anybody. If you think about legalizing the content production for a social media site, if you think about what that would take, I want to literally control what goes on the various social media sites, it's pretty difficult to do. First off, you'd have to put a filter that says, wait. So I post pictures of my Aunt Millie's 100th birthday, happily and joyously excited and ready to celebrate and get those pictures out for the world to see 100 years of life. But I have to wait 2 days, or 4 days, or 6 days, or 8 days, while a moderator looks at it and verifies that it's a valid piece of information and is not disinformation, it is not inciting a riot, it is not causing a problem, but in reality, it is simply information that I have provided that is mine to provide. Because the reality is, without ownership, without process, without facts, none of the information that exists is valid. So as we think about all of these people running around screaming, social media needs to do a better job of policing itself, how much are we willing to empower Twitter or Facebook or MeWe or any of the other sites that are out there? How much are we willing to allow them to control content? Because the reality of the situation is, if they in fact control the content in such a way that we can't post Aunt Millie's 100th birthday when we want to, we're going to respond to that just as harshly as we're doing to the removal of accounts today. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you very much for listening.